Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance, presented this week and every week, till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang, this is Wendell Niles, aiming another Command Performance your way. 30 minutes of top talent and tunes, all as ordered in your fine letters to Old Command, care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And running the show tonight is a gal whose radio work is grand and whose records are capital. The lovely gal for whom you've all been writing, the one and only Margaret Whiting.
Everybody. Hello, customers. Say, how are you, Wendell?
Well, fine, Margaret. Say, you're looking great, Mag. You've got health sticking out all over you.
That's not health. My girdle's busted. Well, Wendell, you're looking pretty good yourself.
Well, I should. Had a wonderful time at the golf course today. What a day. I got 65 for 18 holes.
65? Gee, that's marvelous.
Yeah, the other caddy's only got two bits. But, Mag, what's that music you've got tucked under your arm?
Well, Wen, this is a copy of one of my latest Capitol releases, and it's especially for PFC, Digger Gibbs, and all the gang on Guam. It goes something like this. Maestro? I'd rather be a dreamer with a penny than a rich man with a worried mind. Here am I with wealth untold. The moonlight is my silver, the sunshine my gold. I'd rather have a shanty filled with laughter than a palace someone's tears designed. Lady Luck and I keep walking hand in glove. I got a guy who loves me for nothing but my love. I'd rather be a dreamer with a penny than a rich man with a worried mind.
friends, without further ado, let's present our collaborator in tonight's proceedings, another music merchant playing hooky from Capitol for the evening. In answer to stacks of mail from all over the world, here comes the fellow who sings as he smiles and smiles as he sings, Jack Smith.
Thank you. Thanks a lot. Hello, Mac.
Oh, another healthy-looking fella. Say, Jack, I saw you planting things in your garden today. What were you planting?
Oh, same thing as last year. Bing Crosby records. I'm only kidding, of course. I love that boy. Why, he's had so many hardships.
Hardships? Name one.
Well, Bing likes to live each part he's playing, so before he made Going My Way, he spent 6 weeks on the Lincoln Highway hitching rides.
That's a hardship?
Listen, with four kids, it's a long way between filling stations. Believe me. Well, Margaret, are you all packed for our big singing tour?
Oh, just about. Oh, gosh, Jack, isn't it exciting? We'll be doing shows all over the world. Ah, to see Paris again. Paris and the sidewalk cafes.
Sidewalk cafes. That's where if you don't pay your bill, the waiter throws you inside.
And the wonderful restaurant. But you know something, Maggie? Those wonderful restaurants, what I love, why, I'll sit down and order some potage parmentier, moulet marinier, ou étruffe. That's French, you know, for somebody run for the stomach pump.
Oh, fine.
But, Margaret, the best part of the trip is that I'll be working with you, and believe me, you're the grandest girl alive.
Aw, shucks, Jackson. There are a lot of other nice girls, aren't there, Wynn?
No, I don't know. I've had a pretty tough luck with women, Maggie. Fact to me, women is just a name printed on a door.
Oh, quiet, Wendell. You know, Jack, you just haven't looked around. Nice girls are yours for the picking.
Oh, but women don't grow on trees.
No, then how come the woods are full of them? Jack, you're kidding about all this, aren't you? People tell me you're knee-deep in women.
No, I don't have a waiting list.
Oh, waiting list.
Oh. We'll wait. Didn't you ever have a girl of your own, Jack?
Well, Maggie, I did once, but she quit going with me because of incompatibility.
Incompatibility?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Then you say you mean you couldn't agree on things?
That's the line I was waiting for.
I meant to tell you it was cut,
well,
but carry on.
Thanks a lot. Yep, incompat, and he had more ability. It wasn't worth it.
Cheer up, Jackaboy. It's a big, wide, wonderful world. That's the title of a philosophical essay I just picked up, and I wished you'd read it.
I know it, Jack. Let's read it out loud. Especially for all the customers at Tripler General.
It's a big, wide, wonderful world you live in. When you're in love, you're a master. Of all you survey, you're a gay Santa Claus.
There's a brave new star-spangled sky above you. When you're in love, you're a hero. A Nero, Apollo, the Wizard of Oz.
You've a kingdom, power and glory. The oldest of stories is new, true. You built your Rome in just one day.
Life is mystic, a midsummer's night you live in. A Turkish delight, you're in heaven. It's swell.
When you're really in love.
It's a big, wide, wonderful world you live in. When you're in love, you're a master. Of all you survey, you're a gay Santa Claus. There's a
wonderful star-spangled sky above you. When you're in love, you're a hero. A Nero, Apollo, the Wizard of Oz.
You've a kingdom, power and glory. The old, old, oldest of stories is new, true. You built your Rome in just one.
Life that you live in, a Turkish delight, you're in heaven. It's swell when you're really in love.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Margaret. Now, guys and gals, right now we've got an old friend that you've been asking to hear, a brilliant young fellow who's attracting lots of attention with his own fine show. We're very happy to have him with us tonight, Steve Allen.
Thank you very much. Hello, gang and Jack. I hear you and Margaret are planning a big singing tour, huh?
Yeah, and are we excited? Boy, we're both going off in a tizzy.
Yeah? I hope it's a tizzy built for two.
Steve, did you ever take a long boat trip?
Yeah, I sure did, Margaret. It was really exciting, too. My girl came down to the dock loaded down with candy and magazines. And as the boat pulled out, there she stood, eating candy and reading the magazines. But I prefer to stick close to home. I love Los Angeles.
Well, it's a great place. You know, on a clear day in Los Angeles, you can see Catalina.
Mm-hmm. That's something I've always wanted to see.
The Catalina?
No, a clear day in Los Angeles. It is a wonderful town, though, Margaret. You know, these days you can see so many fascinating things. Lots of them are wearing shorts, too, you know? Now, crossing Vine Street just now, I saw a gorgeous blonde. I wound up with an advanced fracture.
You got hit by a car?
No, I made an advance and she fractured me. But really, Jack, there's so many beautiful hunks of construction walking around here, a man doesn't know which way to drool, you know?
Well, I just can't catch them all.
True, and I've written a stirring poem about this problem.
A poem? Oh, do quote.
I shall. I wish I was a birdie high in the sky with eyes that could see from top to bottom. So when the girls came walking by, I could quickly spot them.
Oh, that was beautiful. Really beautiful. They don't write poems like that anymore.
Now you know why.
See, you know, you're right. People don't write poetry anymore. What's happened to all our great poets?
Well, Margaret, if they have real talent these days, I mean, a gift for beautiful words and enchanting passages, they're writing song lyrics. This means something to me, and I'd like to put my script back in my underwear and talk to you a minute about the thing. That's a fact. The days of the Shakespeares and the Keats and the Shelleys are gone. Because today, the men who could be writing poetry, as I said, they're writing the lyrics of popular songs. But I feel that if you look into the lyrics of some of these songs, there you can find real poetry. Please. No, this is sacred to me. If I may, I'd like to recite, as pure poetry, a song that's always been a great favorite of mine, came out about a year or so ago, and I want you to forget the music, forget the story of the song, just listen to it for the sheer depths of... Let me go out of the room and come in again. No, I really mean this. And I'd like to recite now, with your kind attention, the lyrics of the song, I'm sure you recall it, very beautiful thing called Love Somebody. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, yes, I do. Love somebody, but I won't say who. Love somebody. Yes, I do. Love somebody. Deed I do. Love somebody. Yes, I do. Love somebody. But I won't say who. Isn't that gorgeous? Well, there's real beauty there, Margaret and Jack. That's the kind of stuff radio is full of these days.
Yeah, you said it. I wonder what radio would have been like in the days of pure art back in the Middle Ages.
Well, I sort of wonder myself, does anybody have a time machine handy to take us back a few hundred years? I guess I could repeat my poem. That'd set radio back 500 years.
Let's just close our eyes and pretend we're in the days of King Arthur. Turn on the radio and hear a full day of broadcasting.
Tally-ho and good morning, listeners. Are you there? This is station POT in Nottingham in the Shoelace, Winchestershire. Stand by, please, for a weather report brought to you through the courtesy of Yummy Yum Popcorn. A popcorn for all good Britishers. It doesn't go pop, pop, you know. It goes pip, pip. And now, directly from His Majesty's Academy of Science in Chumley Hall, we bring you, by special permission, the official, complete, and up-to-the-minute royal weather forecast. Stand by, please. Rain.
Now we present those two lovable young chaps, the Sherwood Forest Rise and Shine Boys, Stephen and Smedley.
Oh, thank you and good morning, Smedley.
Pop, old fruit, I'm back from Worcestershire. Or, as it's pronounced in America, ketchup.
Well, how are you, Smedley, old man, old beanbag, old baggy drawers, old chicken liver, old fat?
How are you, Sir Alan? Old horse, old fish, old stable, old sack?
Well, I'm fine, droopy.
Good, stinky. So tell me, old thing, what do you say to a cup of tea?
Well, no, old chap, I've never spoken to one. And now, Smedley, what do you say to a bit of wake-up music?
Oh, I think it would be jolly folly.
I'm Stephen.
I'm Smedley.
Our comedy is deadly. We're waking up the blasted British Isles.
I'm Smedley.
I'm Stephen.
It's time that we were leaving. We brought you a vast quantity of smiles. It's a long, long way to Tipperary, and there'll always be an England, don't you know? So come on, get out of bed, every single sleepy head, for it's time to wake up tally-ho.
Now here we are at duet time. Margaret and I have a wonderful tune from Where's Charlie by Frank Lesser.
I've just read a book on what's to be expected. They'll have wireless telegraphy perfected, electric lights and fountain pens, and machines by which a lie can be detected.
Oh, but this is 1893. What about us?
Who?
You and me.
Just imagine horseless carriages on the road.
Yes, I know.
Breakfast cereals that explode. And then there'll be that...
I know. Someday there'll be horseless carriages that fly. Horseless carriages, and someday they'll be roaring all about the sky.
Spelling out slogans, buy a beer at Hogan's.
But who knows when that age of miracles will come to be. So meanwhile, darling, make a miracle and marry me.
Horseless carriages, I can't believe it, no, I can't.
Someday, they'll have stereopticons that move. Stereopticons appearing in cathedrals larger than the Louvre.
How romantic!
Colossal!
Gigantic!
But who knows when that great, great cultural event will shine. So meanwhile, darling, make a miracle and say you're mine. I will see the wonders of the future in your eyes, brightly gleaming wonders that I challenge modern science to devise. Oh, yes, I know that someday, after we've grown very, very old.
Oh, so very, very old.
Old enough to bury
someone rather bright, will cure the common cold.
Not the British.
Well, maybe not the British.
And someday, just a small white pill will feed a family. But meanwhile, let's have steak and kidney pie. And meanwhile,
what a future.
Let's be sure our feet are dry. And meanwhile,
what a future.
Darling, make a miracle and marry me.
What a future for me. Horses, carriages, I can't believe it, no, I
marry
stereo
me.
Options, I can't believe it,
come
no,
on,
I cure the common cold, I can't believe
why
it, no,
don't
I
you marry
horseless
me.
Carriages, I can't believe it,
oh,
no, I stereopticons, I can't believe it, no, I
marry me.
Huh?
Now, once again, it's time for that daily story of life and love at the court of King Arthur. Life can be medieval.
Yes, once again, here's the story of lovely Lady Guinevere and the men who loved her. Sir Lancelot of the Royal Court of Stafford Westley and Sir Stephen of the Motor Court of Santa Monica.
Our story in just a moment. But first, a word from our sponsor, the makers of the all-purpose mouthwash.
Friends. Friends, you've heard of the mouthwash that kills dandruff? Well, our product is a hair tonic that's good for sore throat. Remember the name, it's... I'll spell that for you. A smooth blend of sulfuric acid, old overshoes and gin, works effectively in 12 out of 7 cases. And remember, friends, impartial surveys taken by the sponsor's brother-in-law from one end of the nation to the other prove that it's wet. Don't delay. Today, buy either the large king-size bottle or the small one-ounce bottle. Friends, don't miss this bargain. Don't miss this bargain. You'll be glad you did.
And now, our story. Yesterday, you'll remember, we left Sir Lancelot at the gate of King Arthur's castle. As the scene opens, we're hearing from the town crier.
Cease this crying, good man. What is thy message?
Yonder cometh Lady Guinevere of the royal court. Lady Guinevere, the matchless.
Got a light, chum?
Matchless, as usual. Wouldst care for a sortie to yon Griffith Park?
Hush, Lancelot. I fear the arrival of my lover, Lord Stephen. Huh? Here cometh Stephen now on a prancing charger.
Ah, is this a contender for my lady's hand?
Gadzooks, sir, I am Sir Lancelot, a knight of the round table.
And I am Sir Stephen, 3 knights at a pool table. Now step aside, for I am about to plight my troth to this fair lady. Tell me, Guinevere, dost thou love me? Dost thou care for me?
Dost thou wish to be my beloved? Dost thou? Why did you sneeze?
Too much dust.
Forsooth, fair lady, listen not to this jackanapes. Forsooth, you'd do better to consider my trot. Forsooth.
How far sooth you going, stranger?
Listen, witty one. Another wise remark and I'll have you stretched on the rack.
Oh, no, Lancelot, I pray you not that. Remember, my lord, yesterday you had a knight stretched on the rack. And, lord, you made the night too long.
Will Lancelot have Stephen stretched on the rack? Don't fail to miss tomorrow's exciting chapter of this exciting story. Your announcer has been really amused.
Oh, really swell, Steve. And don't run away, because right now Jack's ready to cut another copy of one of his fine capital platters called A, You're Adorable.
That's right, and this one's for all the fine fellows listening to us on station KNOX, Fort Knox, Kentucky.
When Johnny Jones was serenading Mary, he sure could quote a lot of poetry. But he'd much rather tell her what he learned in his speller when they both attended PS 33. A, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're a cutie full of charm. D, you're a darling, and E, you're exciting, and F, you're a feather in my arm. G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize. J, we're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable. L is the love light in your eyes. M, N-O-P. I could go on all day. Q-R-S-T. Alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You made my life complete. V means you're very sweet. W-X-Y-Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you, to tell you what you mean to me.
Well, okay, that's 30 for tonight. So long, everybody.
So long.
Was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.